Hello there, Bruce Cameron with you, welcoming you to another folk music program here on Community Radio 2MCE. This is Come All Ye, and we're here every week sharing the music. I hope you can stick around. I'll open the program today with a couple of tracks from a lovely album I picked up many years ago in Canada, in Newfoundland. This is Ray and Greg Walsh, father and son, with, appropriately enough, an album called Generations. They come from the Bay de Verde area in Newfoundland. We'll hear some tunes, first of all. The first one doesn't actually have a title. The second one is their version of the Cuckoo's Nest, that they collectively call the Bay de Verde Reels. And then a song called 30 Days in Jail.
While waiting round the jailhouse, feeling mighty blue, the judge, he found me guilty for something I did do. He handed down my sentence, 30 days in jail. So now I'm in again, boys, I'd love to be hitting the trail. The warden turned a key on me, I was behind the bars. The first few days, shoveling snow out in the jailhouse yard. 3 or 4 more days, with nothing ever new. I walked the cell both day and night, that's all there was to do. The judge, he tried to make me talk, but I wouldn't say a thing. He tapped his hammer on the desk and made the courthouse ring. He asked me if I had a girl, and he opened up the book. And I said, judge, and he said, where? Down in Corner Brook. They put me on a big rock pile and handed me a maul. They said, my prisoner, bait him up and make the big one small. I turned around and said to him, don't rush me, Mr. Man, 'cause I'll be in here long enough to turn him into sand. jail, boys, you notice quite a while. Especially with a hammer up on a big rock pile. I bet up enough rocks in there and never said a word to build a road from Whitburn right down to Beattyburg. But now I'm out again, boys, and having lots of fun. And every cop in Newfoundland, they keep some on the run. They spend their time on duty, looking around for Bob. They must realise it's men like me who give the cops a job.
Well, true enough too. Greg Walsh singing 30 Days in Jail, a Newfoundland song with lots of Newfoundland geographical features referenced in that song. Before that, the Bay de Verde Reels, an untitled reel, followed by the Cuckoo's Nest. Versions from Newfoundland, from a well-respected father and son combination, part of the extended Walsh family, who I think well-known performers in Newfoundland. Although I don't have any more music by them, I must investigate that further. They're rather good. Irish march called Richard Deasy's from the Bertla O'Flaherty Cayley Band. They're from County Kildare and they take their name from a Connemara musician, two of whose daughters play in that band. Richard Deasy's march, very different from the Bay de Verde Reels. We'll hear a few tune sets in the program today and I think you'll find them all very different from each other. Now, a song, unaccompanied song. This is called Little Margaret from a duo, Miranda Sykes and Hannah Martin. They're both multi-instrumental English musicians, but this is, I think, the only track on the album that they sing unaccompanied.
Little Margaret sitting in a high old chair, combing back a long yellow hair. So sweet William and his new made bride, riding up the road so near. She threw down her ivory comb, threw back a long yellow hair, said I'll go down and bid him farewell, never more go there. It was late in the night, they were fast asleep. Little Margaret appeared dressed in white, standing at their bare feet. Says, how do you like your snow white pillow? How do you like your sheets? Said, how do you like that pretty fair maid who lies in your arms asleep? Very well do I like my snow white pillow. Very well do I like my sheets. Much better do I like that pretty fair maid who stands at my bed feet. He called his serving man to go saddle the dappled roan, and he went to her father's house that night, and he knocked on the door below. Said, is little Margaret in a room, or is she in the hall? Little Margaret's in a coal black coffin with her face towards the wall. Unfold, unfold those snow white robes, be they ever so fine, for I want to kiss those cold, cold lips, for I know they'll never kiss mine. Three times he kissed her cold, cold hand. Twice he kissed her cheek, and once he kissed her cold, cold lips, and he fell in her arms asleep. It's of a young apprentice who's come to court his dear. Oh, the moon was shining brightly and the stars were twinkling clear. He went to his lover's window there to ease her of her pain. She quickly arose to let him in and they went to bed again. My mother and my father in yonder room do lie, where they embrace each other, love, and so must you and I. But my mother would be angry if she should come to know, and my father he'd be angry too, and you would have to go. But I'd rather lose 5 guineas if they should find me out, saying, take me in your arms again and blow the candle out. My apprenticeship will out, then they'll leave you as mine left me to blow the candle out. So hush, my baby boy, don't you scream or shout. I'll take you in my arms again and blow the candle out. So hush, my baby boy, don't you scream or shout.
I gave you two tracks there from the same album called Unquenching Fire by the English duo Sykes Martin Miranda Sykes and Hannah Martin. Little Margaret, first of all, that's a traditional song, and then Blow the Candle Out, composed by an English, well, I associate him with Hammett Dulcimer and Hurdy-Gurdy, but obviously he writes songs as well. Damien Clark is his name. Back to Australia for the next one. This is a set of tunes from a group called Freewheeler, or The Freewheeler. They're pretty well-known musicians around the Australian Irish music scene. Ado Barker plays fiddle, Dougal Adams flute, and Ben Stevenson playing guitar. They're from different parts of Australia, but they get together and perform as the Freewheelers, and they have a good sound. Australian group, The Freewheeler, not Threewheeler, Freewheeler, with the Bank of Ireland, Murphy's Greyhound, interesting set. I think maybe they're going to be releasing a second album in the not-too-distant future. We'll keep an eye out for that. Time to introduce the featured album today, and it's a little bit different. It's a live recording from a concert, or actually a series of concerts, in the United States by a very talented vocal trio who also play some instruments, Anne Hills, Bill Jones and Aoife Clancy. Anne Hills, probably the, I think it's probably fair to say, the senior member of the trio. She's from Michigan, although I think she was born in India, of all places. Her parents were missionaries at the time. Bill Jones, otherwise known as Belinda Jones. She's from Staffordshire in England. She plays keyboard and tin whistle. Anne Hills, I should have mentioned, plays guitar and banjo. And the third member of the trio is Aoife Clancy, born in Tipperary, but I think lives in Dublin. Her father was Bobby Clancy, who, of course, was a member of the Clancy Brothers. So she has quite a pedigree in music. And, in fact, she's performed in Bathurst many years ago. I remember it was a very fine concert, and she was most impressed with the geography around the Blue Mountains because I drove her back to Sydney after the concert, or the next day. Anne Hills, Aoife Clancy and Bill Jones, they perform as Fair Winds. It's an EP, as I said. There's a mix of material on it, some traditional, some written by members of the trio, and some others. So the first one is a traditional Appalachian song called Across the Blue Mountains, not the New South Wales Blue Mountains. This will be led by Anne Hills.
One morning in May, I overheard a married man two young girls say, "Go dress you up, pretty Katie, and come along with me across the Blue Mountains to the Allegheny. I'll buy you a horse, love, and a saddle to ride. I'll buy myself another to ride by your side. We'll stop at every tavern and we'll drink when we're dry across the Blue Mountains. Goes my Katie and I."
Then up spoke her mother, and angry was she then. "Oh, daughter, my dear daughter, he is a married man.
Besides, there are young men plenty more handsome than he. Let him take his own wife to the Allegheny."
Dear mother, he's the man of my own heart. And wouldn't it be a dreadful thing for me and my love to part? I'd envy every woman who ever I'd have seen, who crossed the Blue Mountains to the Allegheny.
They rode before daybreak on a dapple and throne, past tall shivering pines where mockingbirds moan, past dark cabin windows where eyes never see, across the Blue Mountains to the Allegheny. morning in May. I offer her to married man, two young girls say, go dress you up pretty Katie, across the blue mountains to the Allegheny.
Regular listeners to this program will know I'm a real sucker for good harmony singing. That's a good example of it there from the first track of our featured album today, or featured EP as it happens, by the trio Fair Winds. Anne Hills from Michigan, Aoife Clancy from probably Dublin these days, and Bill or Belinda Jones from Staffordshire. Appalachian song, Across the Blue Mountains to the Allegheny. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE.
There's a lot to be said for ending up dead. No need to fear that long sleep, for one thing's for sure, your woes will be your courtesy of the grim reaper. You'll no longer be here in this sad vale of tears. No need to keep up your resistance, for you won't be there or indeed anywhere, unaware of existence. So rattle your bones and join in the chorus. Death's round the corner and he's coming for us. Eat, drink and be merry while you're alive, 'cause we've all got a date with the guy with the scythe. You'll just vanish away by organic decay. There's really no reason to cry a tear, it's all part of the game. You go back whence you came, your remains reabsorbed by the biosphere. So new life can rely on your carbon and iron, your calcium and sulfur and phosphorus. You'll be part of the trees and the birds and the bees, from the high Arctic seas to the Bosphorus. So rattle your bones and join in the chorus. Death's round the corner and he's coming for us. Eat, drink and be merry while you're alive, 'cause we've all got a date with the guy with the scythe. It's true, I once read that some guru once said, relax folks, for everything passes, and that's sure to be true for me and for you. So cheer up and fill up your glasses, for we come and we go with the ebb and the flow of the tides of the earth and a story. Bright creatures of chance, briefly part of the dance. So be glad that you've shared in life's glory. So rattle your bones and join in the chorus. Death's round the corner and he's coming for us. Eat, drink and be merry while you're alive, 'cause we've all got a date with the guy with the sign.
Thank you. not sound. Blue Peter had her foremast head, for she was outward bound. We were waiting there for orders to send us far from home. Our orders came for Rio, and then surround Cape Horn. When we arrived at Rio, we prepared for heavy gales. We set up all our rigging, boys, and bent on all new sails. From ship to ship they cheered us as we did sail along, and wished us pleasant weather in the rounding of Cape Horn. When off Magellan Straits it blew exceeding hard, while shortening sail to gallant tars fell from the topsail yard. High angry seas the ropes we threw, and their poor hands were torn. We were forced to leave them to the sharks that prowl around Cape Horn. When we got round the Horn, my boys, we had some glorious days, and very soon I all day. Them pretty gals come down in flocks, I solemnly declare. They're far before them Plymouth girls with the long and the waving hair.
Yes, an up-and-coming English folk group called Steel Eye Span. Well, up-and-coming. They were formed in 1969. So they've been going well over 50 years. Various forms. That song, Gallant Frigate Amphitrite, from an album called Cogs, Wheels and Lovers. Before that, we heard from Ian Robb and James Stevens. Ian Robb, an expatriate Scot living in Canada for many years. The song is dead funny. We've all got a date with the guy with a scythe. That's encouraging, isn't it? Here is another seafaring track after the Gallant Frigate Amphitrite. This is a tune called The Full Rigged Ship, along with another tune called Naked and Bare, and another called The Gramsy Jig. This is Boys of the Loch, and they recorded these tunes, or this tune set, long ago when they were on tour once in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland.
Thank you.
and the kids go wild. That's a lovely set of tunes by a group called Boys of the Loch, long-standing Scottish folk group. The three tunes in that set were The Full-Rigged Ship, Naked and Bare, and The Gramsy Jig. Another one now from the featured album by the group Fair Winds, trio Fair Winds. This is Bill Jones leading the way with her song. She composed it. It's called Rocking the Cradle.
As I was a-walking one fine summer's morning down by a clear river, I walked all alone. I heard an old man making sad lamentation about rocking a cradle and the child not his own.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi, laddie, lie easy, lie. Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing and rocking the cradle, nursing a baby that's none of my own.
A year has gone by since I first met your mother. I thought like a fool that I was blessed with a wife. I find to my sorrow, my grief and vexation, she's proved to be torture and plague to my life.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi, laddie, lie easy. Perhaps your own daddy will nursing a baby that's none of my own.
She goes out every night to a ball or a party and leaves me here rocking the cradle alone. This innocent baby, he calls me his daddy. It's little that he knows that is none of my own.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi, laddie, lie easy. Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing and rocking a cradle and nursing a baby that's none of my own.
She comes in at the heel of the evening. She calls to me smartly, the kettle put down. She sits at her table and soon she'll be drinking. Crying, cuckold, where are you? Come and rock the child's sound.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi, laddie, lie easy. Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing and rocking a cradle, nursing a baby that's none of my own.
So come all young men that's inclined to be married, take my advice,
leave the women alone.
It's by the Lord Harry, if ever you marry, you're sure to be rocking a cradle alone.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi, laddie, lie easy, lie. Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing and rocking a cradle and nursing a baby that's none of my own.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi, laddie, lie easy.
Perhaps your own daddy will never be known. I'm sitting here sighing and rocking a cradle and nursing a baby that's none of my own. Nursing a baby that's none of my own.
Bill Jones taking the lead on that song, Rocking the Cradle, and she certainly did not compose that song. She adapted it. There's versions of that song all over the place, including a good one from Australia, which even makes reference to the town of Kyandra. But that's another story. You've heard that on the program before. Tim and Molly O'Brien join the program now. Tim O'Brien has been performing for a long time and is very well known as a collaborator with lots of people. But he did record a rather good album with his sister Molly, who has a very fine voice. This comes not from their own album, but it turned up on a retrospective collection of songs from albums released on the Sugar Hill label. And I think that had something to do with Dolly Parton, that label. Anywho, this is a song which might as well follow Rocking the Cradle. It's called Unwed Fathers.
In an Appalachian Greyhound station, she sits there waiting in a family way.
Goodbye, brother. Tell Mom I love her. Tell all the others I'll write someday. From a teenage lover to an unwed mother, kept undercover like some bad dream. But unwed fathers, they can't be bothered. They're on like waters through a mountain stream.
In a cold and gray town, a nurse says lay down. This ain't home.
Someone's children out having children in a gray stone building all alone.
From a teenage lover to an unwed mother, kept undercover like some bad dream. But unwed fathers, they can't be bothered. They run like waters through a mountain stream.
Somewhere's elsebound, Smoky Mountain Greyhound, she bows her head down, singing lullabies.
Your daddy never meant to hurt you ever. He just don't live here, but you got his eyes.
From a teenage lover to an unwed mother, kept undercover like some bad dream. But unwed fathers, they can't be bothered. Unwed fathers, they can't be bothered. They're on like waters through a mountain stream.
Perhaps an overgeneralization. Unwed fathers, they can't be bothered. They run like water through a mountain stream. Good song, however, composed by John Prine, sung there by Tim O'Brien and his sister Molly O'Brien. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's an instrumental. This is The Whole Bunch of Keys by the Snow Globe String Band.
Thank you.
a whole bunch of keys from the Snow Globe String Band. And what can I tell you about them? Well, they come from Maine, the state of Maine, the northeast of the United States. And the fiddles there were tuned A-E-A-E. And if you play fiddle, you'll know what that's all about. Tune they learned from the great Tommy Jarrell, who came from Mount Airy in North Carolina. Snow Globe String Band. You're listening to 2MCE, and the program is Come All Ye. Denny with her version of Black Waterside with a whole bunch of friends on that album, helping her along. After she'd left Fairport Convention, I'm not sure whether that was recorded before She joined Fotheringay. I should look that up. Maybe if you listen to this next song, I'll have researched it by the time the song ends. This is Stan Rogers and The Idiot.
I often take these night shift walks when the foreman's not around. I turn my back on the cooling stacks and make for open ground. Far out beyond the tank farm fence where the gas flare makes no sound. I forget the stink and I always think back to that eastern town. I remember back 6 years ago, this western life I chose. And every day the news would say, some factory's going to close. Well, I could have stayed to take the dough, but I'm not one of those. I did nothing free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. So I bid farewell to the eastern town I never more will see. But work I must, so I eat this dust and breathe refinery. Oh, I miss the green and the woods and streams, and I don't like cowboy clothes. But I like being free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. Come all you fine young fellers who've been beaten to the ground. This western life's no paradise, but it's better than lying down. All the streets aren't clean and there's nothing green, and the hills are dirty brown. But the government dole will rot your soul back there in your hometown. So bid farewell to the eastern town you never and a steady check in this refinery. You will miss the green and the woods and streams, and the dust will fill your nose. But you'll be free and just like me, an idiot, I suppose.
Stan Rogers, great album, Northwest Passage. As promised, I can tell you that Sandy Denny in the previous track, Black Waterside, was joined by Pat Donaldson playing bass guitar, Jerry Conway on drums, Richard Thompson playing electric guitar and accordion, and Sandy Denny herself played acoustic guitar. On most of the tracks on that particular album, which is weirdly titled The North Star, Grassman and the Ravens, her husband, Trevor Lucas, plays acoustic guitar, but he didn't on that track. So there. Now, Ryan Young joins the program. He's going to give us The Fox, Flora McDonald's and Little Donald in the Pig Pen.
Thank you.
Crash. That's the end of that. Three tunes from Ryan Young, The Fox, Flora McDonald's, and Little Donald in the Pigpen. Flora McDonald got a bit worked up, and Little Donald was fairly animated in the Pigpen as well. A bit of subtlety may be needed on that sort of music, in my opinion. Craig Irving playing guitar, vigorously. I can understand that because he often plays with a concertina player named Mohsen Amini, who is completely off the planet. So much activity in the Scottish folk scene these days. Back to the featured album now. This is one from Aoife Clancy this time. In the Irish, is Fada Lum Am I, which kind of means I miss you so much, or possibly I long for her.
Ermeshka koth haimni smo, brain lana gationi blasik me, kail me mot kali biotko, is kurid in foka an perike, father lam o me o me, father lam o me o dimikshi, father lam he sagis hussi, is malina gothni. Is where Kerub of Brana brought from. Colligan on the Nathar is Malika Thorny Pullinon. Father Lamu, me, O me. Father Lamu, me, O Dimic she. Father Lamu, he saw his horse. Is Malina good me Pullinon. Gustina haron act to be us. Yenik she theme at the bra. Good shook it, my vorni pulling on. Father love me, o me. Father love me, o dimmy she. Father love, he saw his horse. Is money a good me pulling on. Shallower and coil is Harlevan Sal Shibradica. Yenik Shimara Fan Pio, no book of your God in Shandana. Father Lamu, me, O me. Father Lamu, me, O Dimic She. Father Lam, he sagas who see is money. Father love me, O me. Father love me, O dimic she. Father love me, sagas who see is money to put me.
Red April victoria, he said. to see, sooth for to say, to have let on with the royal array. But Tony won and made a fray, that France shall rule until doomsday. They, O Gracias, they, O Gracias, and we are ready pro Victoria. Then went our king with all his host through France by dawn, the French did boast. He spared me the least foremost, till he came to Agincourt coast. Deo gracias, Deo gracias, and we are ready pro Victoria. Then forsooth that comely night, in Agincourt field did manly fight. Through grace of God most mighty, he won both field and victory. Deo gracias, Deo gracias, and we are ready pro Victoria. The Dukes and us, Lord and Baron, were taken, slain, and that well soon. And some were led into London with joy and mirth and great renown. Deo gracias, Deo gracias, and we are ready pro Victoria. Now gracious God, he save our king, his people and all his good willing. Give him good life and good ending, that we with mirth may safely sing. Deo gracias, and we are ready pro Victoria.
Group called Regal Slip told us all about the Battle of Agincourt. That was the Agincourt Carol. Do you remember it? Of course you do. Henry V defeated a larger army from France, Charles VI's army. It was in 1415 during the Hundred Years' War. And why did they win? Well, consensus has it that the English longbows made all the difference. Regal Slip. Eileen Pratt, Graham Pratt, Sue Edwards and Ron Taylor. Eileen Pratt leading the singing on that very full-throated version of it. Other versions you've heard on the program include Silly Sisters, Maddie Pryor and June Tabor. They are, or were. We've heard Maddie Pryor not so very long ago singing with Steel Ice Fan. Also, The Young Tradition had a good version of the Agincourt Carol. Now for something rather different.
Cheatham County Chitlin' Cooker for the lonely happening in Cheatham County Hills. Gonna to pick a Cheatham County fiddle and cooker for the lonely lad of Massachusettsville. For me, I think chitlins are the best. And when I press my dying pillow, let chitlins be my last request. When it's chitlin cooking time in Cheatham County, I'll be courting them Cheatham County hills. Gonna pick a Cheatham County chitlin cooker for the lonely lad of West Chitlinsville.
Well, I'm a bit confused by that song, Chitlin' Cooking Time in Cheatham, by Ralph Blizzard and the New Southern Ramblers. I thought chitlins were intestines, like offal. So why would they be in season? I don't understand. Here's the Hangman's Reel with four very fine fiddle players in this group called Rant. Bethany Reed from Shetland, Anna Massey and Lauren McColl, who both come from the Black Isle in Scotland, and Gillian, or perhaps Gillian Frame, from Arran. That's Hangman's Reel. Bethany Reed, Anna Massey, Lauren McColl and Gillian Frame. Four very fine fiddle players from Scotland and environs. I'll play two tracks now by a group called The Iron Horse. The album is The Wind Shall Blow Forevermore. We'll hear a song called Helen of Kirkconnell, first of all. Then another set of tunes, another instrumental. This is De Grossa, The Bride's Reel, Berlin in Brittany, and the Cambridge Hornpipe, starting off with Helen of Kirkconnell.
I come down the water side and bought my love to be my guide, and bought my love to be my guide on fair Kirkconnell Lee. I wish I were where Helen lies. Night and day me she cries, oh that I were where Helen lies on fair Kirkconnell Lee. Curse the heart, the thought, the thought. Curse the hand that fired the shot. But in my arms, brave Helen dropped. She died to save me.
to dun, my soft to draw. I hacked him to pieces small. I cut him down to pieces small. For sake she died for me. I wish I were where her lies. Night and day, me she cries. That I were where her lies. On fair Kirkconnolly, oh, Helen Fay, beyond compare. A lackey garland's far lay hair, love, lay my heart, ever mair. Until the day I die, I wish I were where Helen lies. Night and day, me she cries, oh, that I were where Helen lies. On fair Kirkconnolly.
Good stuff. Two tracks from a band that I think broke up in the early part of this century, but their music lives on. That album was called The Wind Shall Blow Forevermore. They released quite a few albums. The Iron Horse. We heard a set of tunes, The Grocer, The Bride's Reel, Berlin in Brittany, and The Cambridge Hornpipe, leading off with a song called Helen of Kirkconnell. Another history lesson, just briefly. What do you remember about the 1936 Jarrow March? No, not a lot? Okay, well, things weren't going so well in the north of England in 1936, so a whole bunch of people decided, I think we'd better go and tell the Prime Minister about this, so they got together and headed off to London to talk to Stanley Baldwin, who wasn't interested in meeting them at all. The group of marchers were referred to sometimes as Marshal Riley's Army. A fellow named David Riley kind of put the march together, or that part of it anyway. So he was the Marshal of the March, the organiser of the march. So here's a song called Marshal Riley's Army, which was written by Alan Hull. He was a member of a group called Lindisfarne, you might recall. Marshal Riley's Army, sung by Peter Hicks, Australian singer-songwriter, with the group The Born Again Pagans.
In October 36, they took a trip, the men who built the ships, marching for some kind of salvation. With heads held high and dignified, the townsfolk and the passers-by held them in some kind of admiration. March on, Marshal Riley's army, marching for your rights, you've surely earned them. March on, Marshal Riley's army, the lessons that you taught us, we should learn them. The struggle for the right to work. Did God give me these hands just to be idle? While His Holiness, the Bishop, in His infinite Christian wisdom, like Peter when the cock crowed, had denied them. March on, Marshal Riley's army, marching for your rights, you've surely earned them. March on, Marshal Riley's army, the lessons that they taught us, we should learn them. All came down along with a curious and deranged. Well, 50 years has since gone past, but you're still out there of your working class. Can anybody tell me what has changed? March on, Marshal Riley's army, marching for your rights, you've surely earned them. March on, Marshal Riley's army, the lessons that you taught us, we should learn them. Lessons that you taught us, we should learn them.
Called Ilium. Vocalist there was Maeve Callister, and all the musicians there, including Maeve Callister, were high school students on the Isle of Man at the time that album was recorded. They called themselves Scran. The album was Geis, which means two, I think, in Manx. So it's their second album. Very nice. Final track from the featured album. We'll have time for a little wee bit of music beyond this one. It's a good one to end concerts with, I reckon. It's called So Here's to You. I've played it several times before. It was written by the Scottish singer-composer Alan Bell. So, featured album, once again, I tell you, it is called Fair Winds Live. We hear the voices of Anne Hills, Bill Jones and Aoife Clancy on this lovely song.
When first we met, complete awkward strangers, we did not know if we could be friends. How soon we came for to know each other, and now I know we will meet again.
So here's to you and our time together. I will share with you a parting glass, and I'll bid adieu with some smiles and laughter. Our time apart will be short and past.
We've talked of dreams and of new tomorrows, of yesterday and its dark despair. We've had our share of love and sorrows, and now we part as friends who care.
So here's to you and our time together. I will share with you a parting glass,
and I'll bid adieu with some smiles and laughter. Our time apart will be short and pass. A long, long road it lies before me, and fate will meet me where it will. But through the valleys and over mountains, I will not forget, but remember you still. So here's to you and our time together. I will share with you a parting glass, and I'll bid adieu with some smiles and laughter. Our time apart will be short and pass.
And so we say farewell to the featured album, which I think is rather nice, considering it only has, I think, five tracks on it. It's a nice little EP. It was a good idea of theirs to put it out as a bit of a memento of a what must have been a very good tour in the United States. A group called Fair Winds, Anne Hills, Bill Jones and Aoife Clancy. It's available on Brick Wall Music, in case you want to dash out and buy a copy of it. And that brings Come All Ye to a close today. Hope you've enjoyed the music and that you can join me again next time. Oh, I should point out the track called Rocking the Cradle that was on the featured album I played a while ago, sung by Bill Jones. I was reminded by a regular listener to the program, a mate of mine, Bob Murray, that John Meredith, great Australian folklorist, collected a version of that song from Sally Sloan, who used to live in this area of New South Wales, where I am. As I said at the time, versions of it all over the place. Right. Again, thanks to Bob, and thank you for listening, everybody, and we'll do it again next time. This is a piece of music called Gewurz Penmark by the Breton group Sonarium Du. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.